Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Species with predator-prey relationships are highly intertwined. Joshua Weitz, associate professor of biology at the Georgia Institute of Technology, explores the coevolution of certain species.
Lions do not usually lay down with lambs. They eat them. Such events are part of the natural life cycle of predators and of prey. By eating prey, predators reduce their numbers, and with fewer prey available, the number of predators decreases. With fewer predators, the prey that remain flourish. Finally, as prey grow more abundant, the predators consume more prey and grow again, restarting the cycle. This canonical view of predator-prey cycles was proposed 90 years ago by the mathematical biologists Alfred Lotka and Vito Volterra. One key assumption of Lotka-Volterra models is that individuals within a population are nearly identical. In fact, individuals can have markedly different traits and behaviors. Hence, Michael Cortez, a postdoctoral fellow in my group, and I asked, how do predator-prey cycles change when individual prey and predators have different traits? Dr. Cortez found that when individuals within a population had different traits, then the total number of predators can peak in abundance before prey do. Applying the insights of Lotka and Volterra, it would seem that prey are eating predators. They do not. Rather, it is the change in the numbers of different kinds of prey and predators, that is to say, evolution, that drives the reversal. With this guiding principle in hand, we identified multiple instances of such reverse predator-prey cycles in natural systems, including cycles of mink and muskrat, and of bacteria and the viruses that infect them. Altogether, our work emphasizes how important individuality, and indeed rapid evolution, is to the ever-changing natural world.
That was Joshua Weitz of the Georgia Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.